Let's Face the Issues, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday by Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember, God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to, are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality. Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian. What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast, 666? And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for joining us today, for tuning in by way of radio. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're going to be talking about Let's Face the Issues today. I am encouraging you to participate by calling in. You can call in. The number is 904-401-1413 if you'd like to participate in any of the discussions. This is a listener participant program. You're invited to participate by calling in. You can agree or disagree. You can ask your questions. You can comment. We can have dialogue on it. We refer to the Scripture as the final source of authority. The Scripture is very clear in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." The Lord Jesus himself said, "If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So I encourage you to participate by calling in 904-401-1413. Ask your questions, make your comments, join in the discussion. It is welcomed. By the way, we've had a wonderful first week by way of broadcast on the issues that we're faced with in society. We want to deal with issues that are on a local level, state level, national and international level. I am one that enjoys facing the issues and discussing those issues because they impact each of our lives, whether we're saved or lost, whether we're in the church or out, regardless of denomination and our ethnicity, these issues still face us. By the way, some of the issues that we'll be covering in our next week's broadcast, we'll be looking at some of these future broadcasts. We'll be looking at the coming Antichrist, the coming false prophet. And by the way, who is the Antichrist? A number of people have postulated an answer. God's Word doesn't give us the definition of who he is, but the description of who he is. The rapture of the church, the tribulation, what is the tribulation about? Will the Christian be left here to go through the wrath of God in the tribulation? That's a wonderful subject for us to look at in our upcoming broadcast. What is marriage according to the Word of God? What is the origin of marriage? By the way, what is the origin of having to get a marriage license? And is a license necessary? There are a lot of people, a number of folks that say that it's not. Does God ordain the marriage of homosexuals, the sodomites? All right, I am delighted that we have others that are wanting to deal with the issues and talk about them. I believe it's Van that is wanting to ask a question. Van, what is your question?
Tithing.
Ivan.
The question is tithing.
You want to talk about, ask a question on tithing? What is your question about tithing?
I was wondering, I know that bring all to the storehouse, tent to the storehouse, and then my question is, is it wrong to give your tithe if you sometimes don't give it to the church and give it to someone that's in need, like a family that is homeless? Is that okay, or is that beyond your?
That's a very good question. Let me say this. The Scripture admonishes us, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse. In Matthew 23:23, the Lord Jesus Christ himself commanded tithing. Tithing is a tenth. It's not 2%, 3%, 5%. Tithe, T-I-T-H-E, means a tenth. And when we're commanded, directed in the script, now I understand there are a lot of folks, well-meaning Christians, that say tithing is the Old Testament. I beg your pardon. Tithing is a concept and a principle that you find throughout the scripture, Old and New Testament. But by the way, if we give our tithe, it's to be given to God through the local church. You can give for benevolent causes, to evangelists by way of radio and television, or for the sick and the homeless, or whatever other cause. That should be over and above the tithe that we give to the local New Testament church. And may I just, and this is not saying anything directive to you, but simply expanding the consideration a little broader. There are many, many, many churches that suffer every way, every week, week in and week out, because Christians are giving to every cause outside the church. The number of benevolent causes that we can give to, and that's wonderful, but it ought not to be coming out of the tithes and offerings to the local New Testament church. Many small churches that are struggling to pay their bills and still continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ are struggling simply because of God robbers, those that will rob God of his tithes and offerings. I pray that that is not taking place in multitudes of lives of those that are listening. We have the responsibility, and by the way, God doesn't need the money. God does not need the money. We need the experience of being obedient to the Word of God. The blessing that comes from being obedient to thus saith the Word of God is what it's all about. So I pray that this will be informative and beneficial to you, Ivan.
It was, definitely. Thank you for clarifying for me.
Thank you, and God bless you. May I say also, for those that would like to participate, you can feel free to just ask the question, the biblical question, theological, doctrinal question, question about our society and what's happening, especially on these issues that we're faced with. It seems that we are crushed in from every side, pressed in from every side with the issues that are facing moral, ethical society today as never before. The call-in number is 904-401-1413, and while you're considering your inquiry or your discussion, may I simply say that we're finding more and more today where the Obama administration and all of the socialist and the communist light, that's L-I-T-E, that we find in Congress and the bureaucrats embedded therein, continue to push for gun control. George Washington said, by the way, and I think this is a little tidbit that will be a blessing to you. George Washington said, firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. Our founding fathers believed in the right to keep and bear arms, and I am a proponent of that Second Amendment. The First Amendment rights and the Second Amendment rights are some of the key cardinal, if you please, freedoms that we have in our Constitution codified in our Bill of Rights. But perhaps some of the more grievous things that are taking place, one of them in particular, is the open bathroom edict out of Washington. Directive from Obama that all of our bathrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms should be open so that male and female men can just simply walk in to young girls, teenagers, our kids, and be horrified in that experience and or molested in some fashion, wherein especially in our schools, the students, our kids, our grandkids are to be sent there to learn and not to be molested and or put in harm's way. I'm ashamed of. I challenge Dr. Vitti. I challenge our superintendent of schools. I challenge our school board to stand up and do that which is moral, ethical, biblical, godly for our students in the local Duval County schools. Do that which is right. Do not adhere to an open bathroom policy that's going to destroy the lives and the morals and the ethics of our sons and our daughters and our grandkids in the public school. It's allowing the precious privilege of having our children that God has given us and our grandchildren being placed in harm's way with the open lockers and open showers and bathrooms, etc. And by the way, on the city council, we've got a number of our council members that are ardent believers that the open bathroom law would be wonderful. They're some of the ones that recently tried again to get brought before the city council for a vote, the HRO, the Human Rights Ordinance, which is simply an ordinance that gives special exception, special privilege, special protection for the Sodomite community and to place in harm's way our sons and our daughters and our mothers and our grandkids that will be put in harm's way as a result. The main proponent of that on City Council is Tom Yazuri. And I say to everybody, and if you hear the broadcast, tell Tommy that Dr. Youngblood said, I challenge you to a public debate, televised debate on the merits of such a bill, such an ordinance. I challenge him. You see, Tommy is a professing Christian. He's a member of a local Presbyterian church that has his names on the roll of being a member there. To do so would say to the world, I adhere to the Word of God. So therefore, Tommy, I challenge you to let's sit down and look at the Word of God. See if your proposed HRO open bathroom bill measures up to the Word of God. I am bothered by it. I am saddened by it. I grieve over the fact that that's the direction that we're going in our nation. Target stores. Some of you are familiar with the Target stores. I stopped shopping there about 10 years ago. They dishonor God. They do not honor Christmas. They do not allow their cashiers to say Merry Christmas. They do not play Christmas music. And the latest and the greatest that they've done from the standpoint of their understanding of it is have an open bathroom policy. And by the way, across the nation, there's some 26 cases already, 26 events in Target stores where young girls or young women have been targets of peeping Toms or pedophiles or molesters that have in some way placed the women and the young girls in harm's way as a result of it. We've got a national boycott, by the way, and the CEO of Target says, in essence, he's not concerned about it. He was recently challenged by the ones that are the stockholders in a stockholders meeting. They challenged his position on having that as the, law for Target and for the position that Target should take. Their stock has dropped something over $1 billion+ as a result of the boycott that people have determined that we are going to speak with our wallets. We're going to say to Target, either you honor our women and our children and our daughters and allowing them to have privacy in the dressing rooms and in the bathrooms, or we're not going to spend our money with you. In fact, one of the cases just recently came up, and I'm reading from an article now, says, creepy peepers, Target hit with a wave of men snooping on teens. Target peeping Toms have surfaced again in North Dakota, Massachusetts, Texas, Ohio. According to a 16-year-old girl who visited a Target store in Bismarck, North Dakota, a man positioned a phone under the door with the camera facing up. When she walked out, the man entered a different dressing room and started the same process over again. And I go on and on and on. I could read you article after article after article about Target stores and what they're doing that literally denigrates women and places all of the mothers and daughters in jeopardy and harm's way as a result of it. What are we doing as a nation? Where are we going? What is the purpose? What we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the demise of America. We're watching the degradation and the destruction of the warp and the woof. If you wonder what those two words mean, that's the fabric. We're watching the demise and the denigration, the disintegration of the fabric of our nation, the United States of America. If we can destroy the home, destroy the morals, destroy the values, that in turn will destroy the home, and that will absolutely destroy our nation. We as Christians need to take a verbal, visible, valiant stand. And I would urge you to say to our local school board, either shape up or we're going to ship you out at the next ballot box election process. See, the school board dictating morals and ethics to our children in place of parents. The school board's empowering Obama's illegal overreaching executive order by saying yes. The school board's failing to stand up for the principles and the community standards in the face of the unconstitutional overreach. The school board's interjecting itself in the large question facing the city with respect to the city council's LGBT legislation that has been proposed and now has been shelved for a brief period of time. I could go on and on and on with what's taking place. The school board increasingly are introducing the LGBT lifestyle among our youngest children and those in our school where they're sent there to learn and not to be indoctrinated and or to be molested or put in harm's way by the pedophiles and those that would harm our young students, our young women. So again, let me reiterate, don't you dare wonder where I stand on the issue. Don't you dare think in some fashion that I'm backpedaling on the truth of the confrontation in the issue. Dr. Vitti, you need to be fired. You need to remove yourself, or the school board needs to step up and have backbone enough to fire you. In fact, it gets to a deeper issue. We need to go back. We need to have a referendum and go back to an elected school superintendent and not have it so that the cronies in a back smoke-filled room can decide on who to give the contract to because of who gets paid the most for doing that. That's the state of affairs that we're in our school board. We have school board members that are now running for office again or for a different office, some of which have been on the school board for a four-year cycle. They've done zip, zero, nothing from the standpoint of preventing Dr. Vitti in going forward with this ungodly, unholy edict from the socialist in Washington that's wanting to do a social reengineering of our society. Target stores should be boycotted. If you're not on the boycott list, if you're not boycotting, if you're not saying no to Target, there's not anything that Target stores may have on their shelves that you cannot buy at Walmarts or other places. We need to say no to spending our dollars in a store that will dishonor God and dishonor the family and try to destroy it. You can call in at 904-401-1413. I'd love to hear your opinion, your position, your dialogue, your discussion on these issues. And may I simply tuck this little question in? Why are we not hearing pastors publicly from the pulpit challenge these issues? Why the silence, pastors? Listen, I love pastors. We have a ministry through the college and the university for teaching and training pastors. It's my joy to see pastors with a quality, conservative, theological credential that they have earned by way of studying the Word of God and studying to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the Word of truth. But I am staggered by the silence from our pulpits across America, and most especially here in Duval County. Pastor, stand up, speak up, while we yet have the freedom and the liberty to do so. There are multitudes of nations around the world that the pastors are not free. The churches do not have the freedom of speech and the freedom and religious liberties that we experience in America. And before it darkens to the point where our doors are closed and our voices are silenced and no longer can we stand and proclaim the truth of the Word of God without fear and without favor, but simply saying, thus saith the Word of God. May I encourage pastors and those that are listening, if you're in a church and your pastor is unwilling to talk about these issues and face them publicly from the pulpit, speak with him privately. Encourage him. Pray for him. Encourage him to grow a backbone, spiritually speaking, and stand and speak on these issues that are so harmful and detrimental to our city and to our community and society. Call city council. Tell them no on any HRO expansion. Call the school board and say no on the open bathroom bill. Call the school board members and demand that they fire Dr. Vitti. Put him out of commission. Get him out of our city. We do not need that kind of leader leading our children for educational purposes, destroying it. But the alarming statistics, by the way, that just came across my desk today on another subject that's just as detrimental, and that is of Islam. The Islamics are coming in by the multitude. John, I believe you're on the line. What is your question?
I work for a large corporation that's also doing a lot of initiatives for the transgender and LGBT. And what am I supposed to do? Do I continue working at the corporation? It's something that is really troubling me, that we have so many initiatives for this, but we make no recognition towards Christmas. We make no recognition towards anything else. But we'll always hear about the first openly gay astronaut. We'll hear about, same-sex marriage, here's how to plan for your financial future. You know, we stand with you, Orlando, obviously that's, but when the Charleston shooting happened, we didn't make a single utterance about that. So I see where this is all slanted, and, it's really getting under my skin.
John, I'm glad you asked the question. That's a wonderful question. It's part of the international global agenda to literally secularize our nation. You see, all other nations, most all of the other nations, you have open sex. Sweden, there's open sex. France, there's open sex. And most of our other nations around us, there's no such thing as the cohesiveness of one man, one woman, one lifetime, one commitment for a family unit that God ordained. The home is the first thing that God ordained, was the home and the church and then government. But what we're finding is the, how would you say, the climb for the top, see who can be the biggest dog in the race to destroy the morals and ethics and the values in our nation. Let me use an example. Several years ago, we had a lady in our church that she had an accounting background, had a degree in accounting. She had lost her job. She went to work with a one of the grocery stores. And week by week, she would tell me how saddened she was because the grocery store that she, all of the grocery stores now are the purveyors of alcoholic beverages, but she was brokenhearted. She said, every time I allow that alcoholic beverage to go across the conveyor belt, my hand touches it in checking the people out, I feel guilty before God that I have enabled them to do that which is unholy and ungodly in the participation of the sale and or use of alcoholic beverages. And she said, what should I do? And I said, pray that God will find you another job. She said, but I need the job. I said, pray and God will find you a job. 2 or 3 weeks later, she was burdened with it again. We sat down and talked. We had prayer. She said, what should I do? I said, quit. Walk away. Quit the job. God will find you a job. God will put you in a position that you do not have to tolerate that, get you out of that atmosphere and that environment. She walked in and resigned. 1 week passed. She was petrified with no job. 1 week passed, and an accounting firm, a CPA in this city, in need of someone to help, had her application, old application on file. He called her, gave her a job. She was in the category that she was trained for. She started to work with more money than she was making at the grocery store dispensing alcoholic beverages. The only advice that I can give would be a godly recommendation that you get out of the atmosphere. God will find you a job. God will find you a way of livelihood if you honor God first. You see, most of the time, most of us, and I said, we're all human. We want to figure out how we're going to get to the next payday, how we're going to get to the next payment of the accounts. What are we going to do for tomorrow? God is responsible for our life and for our living. If we will surrender, old song that says, take my life and let it be only always used for thee. And that's what God wants in your life and in my life, is to honor him.
Amen. Amen. It's funny. It's weird to see as where does it end? Where does it stop? Because, well, a public school teacher, well, they're going to teach evolution and Common Core there, and it's a full-on assault there. Or the community college is all about now genetics specification. It's also cloudy. You work at a Five and Dime, and they sell little voodoo doll there or something. I mean, it seems so pervasive in this current environment that
it is extremely pervasive. It is pervasive in every aspect of our lives. One of the things that we see taking place, we're seeing the Christian, the moral, ethical person being marginalized and being, dispersed out of the general focus in society. The philosophy from the worldview is that we as Christians need to keep our Christianity in the confines of the church building and not to express them. Do you realize in Central Florida 2 years ago, teachers, Christian teachers, were meeting before school, 30 minutes before school, meeting in a supply closet so that they could pray, read the Bible, and pray for fear of retaliation? retaliation if they were seen with a Bible in a public school? Do you realize that we have that in Duval County in our public schools, that a teacher is forbidden to have the Bible on the desk so that a student would be able to see it? The philosophy has been in a court ruling here in the state of Florida from a fifth grade teacher that he was admonished by the court, you cannot have that Bible on your desk. A student might inadvertently open it and be irreparably harmed psychologically from the Bible. If you have the Bible in the classroom, teacher, you've got to put it in your desk and it's got to be locked. We are allowing that by what we are doing in our silence as Christians. We're allowing that because, and I go back to the old, and I'm not trying to beat pastors, I go back to the fact that pastors are silent. They're silent in the pulpit. They're not taking a stand on these moral, ethical issues. They have the philosophy, that's politics. We need to stay out of politics. We might lose our 501c3. Listen, 501c3. Hang 501c3. I don't care of what happens in that. I'm concerned about, do I honor God with the message from the pulpit and the message that I challenge people to go out and to have being spread abroad, impacting lives for eternity. But John, I appreciate your call, and I pray that God will give you wisdom in the days to come with that. But thank you for your call. God bless you.
You too.
One of the things that we find is that the Christian is being shut out of society in general. There is a movement that is very, very clear, very definitive, that through the homosexual movement and the Islamic movement today, Christians are being marginalized and pushed out of the general marketplace of ideas. One of the things that is a challenge for all of us should be an admonition for us. The scripture is very clear. Luke 21:28, we see all of these things come about. Look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. May I remind us that there's a day coming very soon that we'll be suddenly seized, snatched out. It's called the rapture of the church. We'll talk about that in one of our broadcasts next week. It's the rapture of the church. We'll be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. And listen, dear Christians, we will not go through the tribulation. You won't be here and I won't be here because God's wrath, thumos, white hot anger, will be poured out on a Christ rejecting, God hating, Bible denying, Jesus rejecting society. And that's not the place for the Christian. We'll be up, up and away. So may I challenge us, this Sunday is Father's Day. If you don't have a church home, you're not already committed, we'd love to have you at First Conservative Baptist Church. We're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. We'd be delighted to have you at 10:45 for the morning worship service. We're going to be having the commencement program for our Vacation Bible School this week and special recognition of Dad's Father's Day. A challenging message going to be from the Word of God. The title of the message is Mimic Me, Follow Me. That's what the Apostle Paul said, and that is the challenge for all of us. And I pray that you'll be involved in your local New Testament church. Listen, as Christians, we have no right to take a stand against any issue that we're faced with in society unless we are salt and light, as God charges us with the responsibility. Jesus said, you're the salt of the world. You're the light of the earth. May I remind us, we need to be salt and light. Salt and light preserves. The salt is a preservative. Light is that which illumines darkness. And so may I remind us, we need to be salt and light outside of the walls of the local New Testament church. That means every place you go, every person you see, share the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Impact their lives with the truth of the Word of God. Don't shy away from what's called political issues and social issues and issues that the world wants to talk about. Let's talk about them, but from a biblical worldview. That's what we attempt to do here 5 days a week, every weekday, Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock, is to face the issues, and we do so with passion from the Word of God. I pray that you will tune in again at next time on Monday as we face the issues.
Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Youngblood, a biblical scholar and conservative theologian, deals with a variety of social, political, and moral issues, yet all biblical issues from a central biblicist's point of view. This call-in question and answer broadcast will provide you, the listener, with answers to questions that others have avoided. Remember, God's Word, the Bible, gives us the answers to life's questions and issues. Some of the issues we will address, allowing you, the listener, to call in and ask and respond to, are as follows. The dangers of Islam in America and around the world. What about abortion? The sin of homosexuality. Jacksonville and other cities facing the debate over open bathroom laws. Is Jesus really God? Could Jesus sin? The Second Amendment and the Christian. What about the coming Antichrist? Will America face war with Russia? How does Israel fit into prophecy? What is the real mark of the beast, 666? And multitudes of issues and topics. You're invited to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to listen to Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.